The morning light crawled across the floor outside the condo. Robert sat at his desk, feeling the hum of the processor in his laptop. He was thinking about the character of Robin, the AGI who protected lives. In his mind, she was no longer just a program. She was a symbol of the fortress he was building for his four daughters. Minnie walked into the room with a fresh towel. Virginia called from the clinic, she said softly. She said the air quality is finally improving. Robert looked at the 6x9 layout on his screen. It's about time the rim breathed again, he said. He checked the width of the current paragraph. The monospaced font kept everything in its place. He liked the discipline of the fixed characters. It reminded him of the logs at 29 Palms. Dorothy arrived with a box of new chalk sticks. The school board wants to see the new series. They think the honesty is good for the kids. Robert felt a sense of relief that felt like a cool breeze in July. His past was a record, but his present was a living, breathing fact. Shirley set up her gear on the small dining table. She was opening a new file in Photoshop now. "I'm layering the sunset behind the logo," she said. "It needs to look real," Robert told his girl. "No more of that flashy, fake corporate shine." Barbara sent a text with a photo of a sales rack. The mall murder was tucked between two bestsellers. "We are competing now," she wrote with a heart. The towers were a unit, working in the trenches. They were not ivory tower royalty anymore. They were the people in the dust, building up. Minnie started the stove for the evening meal. The smell of the steak rub began to drift in. It was a scent of home, not a scent of a club. Robert typed the final words of the afternoon. He was writing about a man who found his way. It wasn't a fiction, even if the names changed. The radical honesty was his only way forward. He saved the file and looked at his family. Virginia and Dorothy were laughing by the counter. Shirley was focused on the pixels of her art. They were safe, and they were finally home. The debt was a ghost that had been laid to rest. The jewels were gone, but the family was whole. The desert night fell with a quiet, deep peace. Robert felt the weight of the day in his back. But his heart was light, and his mind was clear. The saga was a journey, and they were on track. The next page was blank, waiting for the truth.